你们受累。
Good morning.
大家早。
Won't you pray with me, please?
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for the privilege of coming before your word together.
天父，我们多么的感谢有这样的荣幸，能够在你的话语的教导，在你的面前一起来敬拜。
Lord, we come before your word with reverence and submission.
我们在你面前俯伏敬拜，有充满了尊荣。
And readiness to obey and not just hear.
帮助我们在这里不只是来听讲道，我们也愿意顺服你的教导去行。
Father, we thank you for the unity of believers that I've experienced this weekend.
主，我们实在感谢你哈，我在这个周末在这个教会里面感受到主里面的团契跟合一。
And we praise you for the chance to serve your kingdom together.
也感谢你能够有机会与众弟兄姐妹一起同工来拓展神的国。
We open our hearts now to your spirit.
主，我们每个人都把心打开，愿意圣灵来引导。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
I do want to thank you all for your hospitality this weekend.
为着这个周末，大家对我这个友善跟热情的招待，谢谢大家。
I've heard a lot about CBCGB, and it's been great to actually meet many of you.
以前有听到贵教会许多的事情，那很高兴这个周末有机会认识许多的弟兄姐妹。
And I can even get all the letters right now. C, B, C, G, B.
我终于可以知道就是说这些英文字母是究竟是什么。
On Friday night, as we've just heard,
在礼拜五的晚上，我们的主席跟我们整理了我的信息。
We spoke about God's heart for the poor throughout the whole Bible.
我们谈到是在整本圣经里面神是怎么样照顾怎么样是教导我们要照顾穷人。
And we focused especially on the Old Testament.
在礼拜五的晚上，我们的重点是放在旧约的部分。
And then how Jesus revealed that love for the poor in His own ministry during His life on earth.
然后呢，我们也提到主耶稣基督来到这个世界上面开始的施工的时候，怎么样把这样的一个讯息再一次的彰显。
And if we think about a ministry of social concern, we might first think of the ministry of Jesus.
我们想到社会关怀的服事的时候。很多时候我们先想到耶稣的事工。
But when we think about the Apostle Paul, we think about him as a missionary preacher.
那我们想到使徒保罗的时候呢，我们可能先想到是说他是第一个宣教士，他是在外邦人中间做宣教的工作。
And he was. Paul is our example, our first example of a powerful missionary.
确实是这样子，我们从保罗的身上看到一个大有能力的一个宣教士的一个榜样。
And his missionary journeys are still an example and an inspiration for our call to missions.
2000多年来，保罗自己宣教的过程也是成为历世历代以来教会的榜样。
But this morning, I'd like to look with you on how Paul's missionary journeys were not only focused on evangelism.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的是要思考保罗在他传福音的过程中间是怎么样，不只是在做福音广传的工作。
But we're also intensely focused on social concern.
其实保罗在当时的施工也是有许多是放在社会关怀的施工上面。
And I don't think we usually think about Paul like this, so I'd invite you to look with me at some texts.
我们不一定常常把保罗放在这样一个施工下面来思考。今天早上呢，我们特别邀请我们弟兄姐妹一起从这个角度来思考保罗的施工。
Because of time this morning, we don't have time to look at these texts in detail. But I'd like to encourage you to look them up at a later time.
今天早上时间的关系，我们没有办法对很多的经文很仔细的查考。鼓励大家在会后能够有机会在自己的圣经里面再做查考。
If we look at Acts 11,
我们看保罗这个使徒行传第十一章。
Romans 15,
罗马书第十五章。
1 Corinthians 16.
这个哥林多前书第十六章。
And Galatians 2.
还有加拉太书第二章。
We hear about something called Paul's collection for Jerusalem.
我们在这些章节里面都看到保罗在不同的地方收一些捐献，这些是要带到耶路撒冷教会的。
And so this collection for Jerusalem was one of the major foci of Paul's missionary journeys.
在保罗宣教的旅途中间，这些收集的这个款项要带到耶路撒冷的，是他侍奉的里面一个很大的一部分。
I think one of the reasons we often don't think about the collection for Jerusalem.
许多时候我们没有把这个焦点放在这个对耶路撒冷的这个捐款。
Is that the references to it are scattered all throughout his letters in some of these places I've just mentioned.
那这个原因呢，在于是说这个事情的描述呢，是分散在刚刚所提到的许多的经文里面。
But in our text this morning in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9,
但是在我们今天早上所看的这个经文，特别是在哥林多后书第八章还有第九章，
We actually see Paul spending two entire chapters just speaking about this collection for Jerusalem.
我们看到保罗在这个书卷里面花了两章的这个篇幅，主要就是谈到收集这些捐款的这个事工。
So what was the collection for Jerusalem?
好，我们来再深的思考这些捐款究竟是什么。
It was a collection for the poor among the church at the home church in Jerusalem.
其实就是为了保罗自己的母会，在耶路撒冷的一个教会，那些贫穷的人。
We see in Acts 11 that there was a famine throughout Judea at the time that was deeply affecting the church in Jerusalem.
我们从使徒行传的十一章看到，在当时在犹大地区有一个很大的一个饥荒，大大的影响到耶路撒冷的教会。
And so Paul made it part of his effort in every city he went to collect for these poor Christians, these poor brothers and sisters in Jerusalem.
所以保罗在他旅行布道的过程中间，他每拜访其他的教会的时候呢，都做一个工作，就是收集一些捐款，能够来帮助耶路撒冷的贫穷的弟兄姐妹。
So Paul went throughout Asia Minor, going in the synagogues and the marketplaces.Preaching the good news of Jesus Christ to those who had never heard.
所以保罗在小亚细亚这个旅行布道的时候，到公会、到市场，把这个好的信息、这个福音传给还没有信主的人。
And then, as the new churches came up, Paul called those new believers to care for their brothers and sisters in poverty in Jerusalem.
那在那些地方，那些教会建立了以后，保罗也就鼓励他们，鼓励这些新建立的教会，把这个捐款。放到耶路撒冷这个救济穷人的这个施工上面。
So we see how Paul was following the Great Commission found in Matthew 28.
我们可以看到保罗是怎么样来遵循在马太福音第28章最后谈到的大使命。
Go therefore and preach the good news to everyone.
你们要去把福音传给万民听。
And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, Jesus said.
而且耶稣是教导，是说我所教导你们的，你要教训他们来遵守。
And so Paul did that. He preached the good news, and churches arose.
保罗就是遵循耶稣的大使命，做这样的工作。所以每逢他到哪里，这个教会被建立。
And then he immediately taught those new Christians to care for the poor.
然后呢，他马上教导那些刚信主的一些弟兄姐妹，要救济穷人，要照顾穷苦的弟兄姐妹。
And Paul was especially interested in the poor within the body of Christ.
保罗是特别关注在主内的贫穷的弟兄姐妹。
Paul's understanding of the church was as the church as a huge global family or as a body.
保罗对一个教会的看法乃是说我们是普世的一个大家庭，大家是在一个家庭里面的。
And so as we read this passage in 2 Corinthians, I want you to think about what it must have felt like.For the Corinthians to hear that message.
所以我们今天早上来思考哥林多后书第八章这段经文的时候，我邀请大家来思考，你如果在当时看到这段的经文，你的感觉是什么？
The Corinthian Christians lived more than 3 weeks' journey from Jerusalem.
按照地理来讲，以当时的旅途的情况来讲呢，哥林多这个教会跟耶路撒冷的差距呢，这个距离呢是要旅行大概三个礼拜才可以到。
That's further separated than any two places in the world now. We could get to Kazakhstan in only 2 days right now.
从今天的角度来讲呢，这样的时间跟时间上面的距离呢，比我们今天这个现代的社会的这个距离呢多很多。今天我们无论你要到哪里哈，这个举个例子，你要到中亚的一个国家，两天之内你坐飞机就可以到。
But these people were separated by more than 3 weeks, and they would probably never even meet each other.
但是我们来想想看，在当时这两个教会时间上面的阻隔是要旅行三个礼拜才可以到另外一个教会去，他们大概从来没有见过面。
Furthermore, they were completely separated by culture.
而且他们的文化完全是不一样的。
The New Corinthian Christians were Greeks or Romans.
在哥林多教会这些刚信主的弟兄姐妹呢，大部分是希腊人或者是罗马人。
And the Christians in Jerusalem were Jews.
在耶路撒冷的教会的弟兄姐妹呢，都是犹太人。
These were people who did not even speak to one another in secular culture.
在当时主流的文化下面，他们是互不来往的。
And yet, Paul is calling these new believers in Corinth to give sacrificially to these people who they will never even meet.
但是保罗在这样一个文化背景下面，教导哥林多弟兄的弟兄姐妹，这个自己牺牲奉献，把金钱放到一些他们从来以后可能从来不会再见到的一些弟兄姐妹的身上。
They couldn't even email them or see them on a webcam.
当时没有那么先进的科技，所以没有办法从这个电子邮件或者是网络上面可以看到这些弟兄姐妹的状况。
And yet, Paul taught those Corinthian believers that they were somehow organically connected to these other people in Jerusalem.
但是保罗对于当时哥林多教会的教导确实是这样子的。虽然有历史，虽然有文化背景，还有时间上面的这个阻隔，但是呢，他们确实像一个有机体一样，是互相的连结。
So let's look closely at our passage in just two parts, again for time this morning.
我们现在来看我们的今天所读的这段的经文两个小段。
Throughout this passage, Paul gives many, many arguments for why they should give.
在这段的经文里面，保罗给了许多的理由，为什么哥林多的弟兄姐妹需要奉献。
He's a very persuasive preacher.
我们都知道保罗是非常大有能力，非常有说服力的一个讲员。
But I just want to look at two of the reasons with you this morning.
那我们今天只看两个原因。
In verses 1 through 4, we see Paul is bringing forth the example of the Macedonian church.
在哥林多后书第八章一到四节，保罗是用马其顿教会的例子来说明。
We see in verse 2 that the Macedonian church was very poor.
从第八章第二节我们可以看到，马其顿教会的弟兄姐妹其实是贫穷的。
And yet, Paul says that when he came to Macedonia, they gave generously to the poor in Jerusalem.
但是保罗是说，我踏到马其顿教会的时候呢，他们在极穷之间还显出他们乐捐的厚恩，把这样的捐献放到耶路撒冷教会的弟兄姐妹身上。
In fact, Paul didn't even have to ask the Macedonians. The Macedonians said, "Please, please, let us do it."
甚至保罗没有主动的要求马其顿教会做这样的捐献。这个马其顿教会主动的跟保罗说，请你把这些款项带到耶路撒冷。
The Macedonians were generous in the same way that my Chinese American friends are generous by fighting over the check at any restaurant.
这个马其顿教会的这个愿意捐助哈，就好像我们中国人在餐厅吃饭的时候争着要付账一样哈，那么的热心。
They fought over the opportunity to give to the poor in Jerusalem.
他们不只是心甘情愿的，他们是很主动的要去争取这样一个捐献一个奉献的一个机会。
And so Paul says to the Corinthians, imitate the Macedonians, be generous as they are.
所以保罗在这里对于马其顿教会是说，请你们学习马其顿教会，跟他们一样的有这样乐捐的一个心。
And now look with me at verse 13.
那我们跳到第十三节。
Paul is telling them in verses 13 through 15, his desire is not that Jerusalem should become rich, while the Corinthians all of a sudden become dirt poor.
在第八章第十三到第十五节，保罗在这里的讯息不是说要把它拉成一个齐头的平等，不是说把这个耶路撒冷的教会的水平拉到保罗这个哥林多教会一样的高，然后把哥林多教会拉下来跟耶路撒冷教会一样的水平。
But Paul teaches in the second half of verse 13, he says, but that there might be equality.
保罗在13节的后面以及14节乃是说乃要均平。
Paul is teaching the Corinthians that it's God's will that there would be equality within the global body of Christ.
保罗在这里的教导是说按照神教导的原则乃是在神的原则里面是有一个均平的概念。
And this equality means not just equality of stature or respect, but even equality of material provision.
在这样的一个均平，不只是社会地位的均平，而是在我们这个物质上面的这个供应也是均平。
And so then in verse 14, we basically see that Paul is saying, at this time they're poor, so you give to them, but then later, maybe when you're in need, they'll give back to you. It's a partnership in the whole body of Christ throughout the entire world.
保罗在这里说的乃是一个同工的一个这样的一个概念，在这个时候耶路撒冷教会有需求，所以你们供应他们，或许有一天你们不足的时候呢，耶路撒冷的教会有富余，也可以供应你们。
And then at the end of verse 14, he speaks about equality again. He says, then, if this kind of sharing happens, there will be equality.
那在14节的后面，保罗提到是说，如果是这样的互相担待、互相补足的话，这样就可以达到均平了。
And he uses an Old Testament example. As it is written, verse 15, he who gathered much did not have too much. He who gathered little did not have too little.
在15节，保罗引用在旧约的一段经文，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
Does anybody know what this is referring to?
大家知道这段经文是从哪里来的吗？
It's referring to Exodus 16.
这段经文是乃出自于出埃及记第16章。
Where God provides manna for the Israelites in the wilderness.
这个以色列人在旷野漂流的时候，神在天上降下玛纳来供应他们。
And the way manna worked at the time,
在那个时候，玛纳是怎么样来使得他们吃得饱的呢？
God provided just enough for each person for each day.
神对于以色列人的供应，乃是说对于每一个人只供应他们那一天每一天所需要的量。
You could not refrigerate manna, and you could not microwave manna.
你不能够把那个玛纳呢，这个放在冰箱，也不能够第二天把它拿在微波炉里面再热来吃。
And furthermore, if anyone tried to gather up more than their share of manna, it would just rot.
而且在当时，如果哪一个人把自己每一天所需要的多收起来的话，多余的部分就会变成腐烂。
In the Old Testament, this was God's way of making sure all of His people had enough.
在旧约的时候，这是神对他的子民的供应，每一个人都有他所需要的供应。
The strong young people, the older people, the little children, all of them had enough.
不管是年轻力壮需要吃比较多的，年轻比较老的，还有年幼的，他们都得到足够的供应。
And what Paul is saying is, this is now God's will for God's people, the church.
保罗在哥林多这里提到，哥林多后书这里提到，就是说这个教会也是按照这样的原则。
Paul is not saying that every single believer must have the exact same income.
保罗在这里不是说每一个基督徒的这个收入都要一样。
But what Paul is asking is for believers to voluntarily share and provide for one another.
保罗在这里的教对不起保罗在这里的教导确实是说希望每一个基督徒都按照自己的需要然后把多余的跟大家一起来分享。
That they might move towards equality, almost like a family.
使得这样的教会往一个均平这样的一个方向去进行就像一个家庭一样。
The way parents would want to provide equally for their children.
就像这个父母对他们的小孩有一个均平的供应一样。
They don't have to give their children exactly the same thing.
父母不一定对每一个小孩给的这个金额的数量是一模一样。
But they want their children to prosper and do well equally.
但是他父母是希望说每一个小孩都有同样的机会能够在社会里面成长。
Now again, imagine how radical this is.
我们要想象是说在当时这个是多么反抗当时文化的一个看法。
Paul is expanding the picture of the family to include all Christians everywhere.
这是一个很极端的一个看法，乃是把神的教会、神的这个家，把它拓展到主内每一位弟兄姐妹。
Not just within one local congregation.
不只是一个地方的一些教会。
Not just within one ethnic group.
不只是一个种族的教会。
But everyone who names the name of Jesus everywhere.
而是每一个天下普天下每一个奉主名聚会的一个地方。
God's desire is that there might be equality like manna for all those people.
主给我们的目的乃是希望就是说就像 出埃及记里面神对以色列人提供玛纳这样的一个供应一样，在主的里面每个人都有同样的一个机会。
So if we really believe that Paul is our example for how we do missions,
如果我们把保罗这样的侍奉作为我们宣教的一个榜样的话，
then how might his example apply to us when it comes to social concern?
那这样的一个榜样，这样一些原则，可以怎么样来帮助我们今天在我们的社会关怀施工上面来推展呢？
What does Paul's teaching in 2 Corinthians 8 say to CBCGB this morning?
保罗在哥林多后书这一段的经文，这样的教导，跟我们今天波士顿教区华人圣经教会有什么样的意义呢？
I think the first thing we have to recognize is that the global body of Christ has grown tremendously throughout the world over the last 30 years.
那第一个我们可能先了解的就是说，这个神的这个国度里面，神的这个教会在过去30年来，在普世有非常非常大的一个增长。
I'm doing my doctoral degree just on studying this growth of Christianity throughout the world.
我自己的博士论文乃是研究在过去50年来基督的信仰在这个普世的这个广传。
And it never ceases to inspire me about how God's kingdom is really coming.
每一次我做这样的研究，这样的思考的时候，每一次我都被提醒，神的国要来临，神的国不断在拓展。
And often when I speak in white churches, they're surprised to find out that most Christians in the world are not white anymore.
我想有的机会是在以一个以白人为主的教会里面来分享的时候呢，听众常常会觉得很惊讶，在今天新的基督徒大部分不是白人。
A good friend of mine who's a Korean American Christian tells a funny story.
我一个很好的朋友是个韩裔的美国人，他常常分享一个很有趣的一个故事。
He told me of a time he sat down next to an Italian person on a plane.
有一次他坐飞机坐在一个意大利裔的人的旁边。
And without realizing it, at the same time, my friend Gene pulled out his Bible.
那我的朋友 Gene 就在飞机上面把他的这个圣经拿出来看。
And the Italian guy pulled out some Buddhist scriptures.
那个意大利人拿了一本佛经出来看。
And they just looked at each other and laughed.
他们对相视而笑大笑。
God is moving throughout the entire world.
神是在世界上面每一个种族之间来工作。
Scholars now tell us that perhaps the center of Christianity is in Africa.
这个研究这个福音广传的学者告诉我们是说，如果我们以人口的角度来看，这个信仰的中心呢现在是在非洲。
That the center is in Latin America and in parts of Asia.
这个信仰的中心现在是在拉丁美洲，是在亚洲的一些国家。
While the gospel recedes in Europe and barely holds on in the U.S.
这个在欧洲的话，这个福音好像没有太多的这个广传。那在美国呢，是奄奄一息的样子。
So just like in Paul's time, the gospel was advancing, and it was advancing across many cultures and places.
现在的光景就好像保罗当时的光景，福音在广传，而且在不同的种族文化里面广传。
And as we think about social concern,
我们来思考社会关怀这个角色的时候呢，
we need to ask ourselves not only how will we love those in Jesus' name who are not Christians,
我们要思考的是说，我们怎么样爱那些还没有在主里面的需要在物质上面有需要的穷人。
But we also need to ask ourselves, how will we treat our new brothers and sisters throughout the world?
我们也同样的要来思考，我们对于我们在普世刚信主的一些弟兄姐妹，在主内的弟兄姐妹，我们对他的态度是怎么样？
Will we remember our brothers and sisters in Christ in sub-Saharan Africa?
我们有没有想念到是说在非洲在撒哈拉沙漠以南的一些刚信主的一些弟兄姐妹。
Will we remember those in our family in Latin America?
我们有没有想到是说在我们同样组内的在拉丁美洲的组内的弟兄姐妹。
And will we continue to remember our brothers and sisters back in mainland China under the oppression of the government?
我们有没有想念到是说我们在中国大陆的同胞。
Globalization has given us many opportunities to express the unity of the body of Christ.
随着全球化这样的一个潮流，我们有许多的机会使得我们能够来彰显这个主内一体这样的一个概念。
Unlike Paul's time, when Corinth and Jerusalem were separated by 3 weeks,
在保罗的时候，我们刚刚谈到了耶路撒冷的教会跟哥林多教会时间上面的阻隔是要三个礼拜才能够互相见面。
And Paul had to worry every day about how he would get that money from Corinth back to Jerusalem without pirates stealing it.
保罗当时的一个担心大概就是说，他收了那么多的钱，要三个礼拜才能够回到这个耶路撒冷，路上会不会有海盗把他的钱抢走？
Now we can send money across the world in an instant with the click of a button or with a phone call.
在今天我们要把钱传到世界上面许多的角落，只要在网络上面，只要这个滑鼠一点，或者是说我们打一个电话，这个钱就可以到对方去了。
What a tremendous opportunity we have if we'll just remember our family throughout the world.
随着这个科技的发展，这个是多么的方便，我们希望我们是不要忘记我们这个组内的一些弟兄，组内的亲人在世界上面其他地方的需要。
I want to tell you a story of something that happened to me this summer that spoke to me like Paul's example of the Macedonian church.
我要跟大家分享一个我自己的一个经验，就好像保罗在马其顿教会的经验一样。
Where Paul reminds them of someone who is especially generous. I met some Christians like that this summer.
在过去的这个暑假，就好像保罗碰到一些非常乐意捐助的弟兄姐妹一样，我也碰到同样的人。
This summer, myself and two other people from our church had the privilege of going to the Dominican Republic.
在过去这个暑假，我跟我教会的两位弟兄姐妹有这样的荣幸呢，能够去多米尼加共和国这个国家来探访。
We went to the Dominican Republic with a group of Haitian American churches from Boston.
我是跟一群是海地裔的美国人，他们在北美建立的教会，跟一群海地裔的人到多米尼加共和国去探访，去同工。
Those churches in Boston, led by Pastor Saul Vidrine, constantly go back and forth to minister to the Haitians throughout the Caribbean.
这个海地裔的教会是在北美的，然后这位牧师呢，就是常常带领他的会众回到加勒比海的这个这些分居各地的海地人来跟他们做服侍的工作。
And as I spent time with those Haitian brothers and sisters, I was inspired by the depth of commitment to other Haitian churches throughout the Caribbean.
我跟这些海地裔的弟兄姐妹一起同工的时候，深深的感受到他们对他们同胞的爱跟这个摆上。
I met people who are taxi drivers for a living.
我认识一些计程车司机，这是他们的工作。海地裔的人在北美开计程车。
And who are my neighbors in Dorchester living in a poor part of the town?
有的是我在 Dorchester 这个比较贫穷的一个区域我的邻居。
And yet many of them send more than half of their income back to Haiti and back to other immigrant communities throughout the Caribbean.
但是许多人把他们收入的超过一半捐给这个在加勒比海原这个各地的这个海地的这个族群。
In the Dominican Republic, we went to communities of Haitians.
在多米尼加共和国，我们到一些海地人的社区里面。
Who still live like they did when they were slaves in places called Batays.
他们生活的情况就好像多年前这个奴隶在当地居住的这个生活状况一样。那种的地方呢，叫做 Batay。
They still cut sugar cane. Many of them can't even read. They barely have enough clothes.
他们的工作就是去砍那个甘蔗，然后他们许多是文盲，不识字，他们没有足够的衣服来穿。
And because of the current rise in food prices in Haiti now, many Haitians are having to eat like grass with dirt just to stay alive.
可能大家知道，现在这个全世界的这个粮食的价格在上升，所以在海地有许多人根本买不起食物，所以他们只能够吃草，草上面还有一些泥巴。
And this is happening only a few miles from the coast of America.
我们知道这些事情的发生就在海地，就在多米尼加共和国，跟美国本土其实没有很远的距离。
I was amazed to be in a place like this and to be there as quickly as I could going on a cruise in the Caribbean.
我很荣幸能够有这样的一个机会，那能够来参与这样的侍奉。但是也想想看，也许多人参这个就坐游轮这个游览，其实也都是在同样的一个地区。
But I saw the example of my Haitian brothers and sisters who weren't going to the Caribbean for a cruise, but to represent the unity of the body of Christ.
但是我看到我海地的弟兄姐妹，他们回到这样的一个家乡，回到这样的社区，他们不是坐游轮去游览，而是他们把自己摆上去服侍他们的同胞。
And to bring practical support to people who are barely living on $2 a day.
对于一些每一天生活费不到两块钱的人，他们带来许多实际上面的帮忙。
And because our church was connected with the Haitian church, our church was also able to give food and educational supplies and a big stack of Bibles taller than me.
因为我的教会跟那个海地的教会是一个有很多同工的关系，所以我们的教会呢也是提供了许多的奉献包括食物啦包括这个儿童的教材啦，还有这个很多很多的圣经，摆起来呢比我还高。
But we recognized how small our contribution was compared to the need, and we were encouraged to do more.
但是我们看到这么大的一个需求的时候，我们马上就了解到说，我们能够摆上的实在是比不上当地的需求。我们希望我们能够做的更多。
So let me encourage you as CBCGB to think about how can you give to the global body of Christ the way these Haitians are doing.
所以也鼓励大家，我们一起来思考，就好像这些海地的教会的弟兄姐妹一样，这个我们这个教会可以怎么样在普世的这个社会关怀的施工上面也来摆上。
One way that your church is already doing this is through a project that Elder Tsai mentioned to me.
你们教会现在在进行的一个施工，就是蔡长老跟我所分享的。
And I hope many of you have heard of.
希望你们也开始也知道这样的一个施工。
He told me about two different orphanages, one in Hunan province and one in Anhui province.
有在中国有两个孤儿院，一个在湖南，一个在安徽。
That this church is beginning to support.
我们教会开始要计划支持这样两个孤儿院。
And this is exactly the kind of thing that Paul is talking about here in 2 Corinthians 8.
这样的一个侍奉乃就是保罗在哥林多后书第八章所谈到的侍奉。
We all know in China how the rich are getting richer, but the poor are not necessarily improving.
我们知道在中国大陆，有钱的人越来越有钱，但是贫穷的，他们的生活水平不一定增加得很快。
And so this giving to the orphanage is exactly what Paul is teaching.
这样去照顾孤儿院，去支持孤儿院，乃是跟保罗对我们的教导完全的符合。
So just as one step for you this morning.
所以这个是我们弟兄姐妹在今天早上所以可以思考的其中一小步。
I'd like to encourage you to sign up to be a part of this project. There's a sign up in the lobby afterwards.
在大堂里面有一个桌子，上面有更多的资料，欢迎大家去了解，也去参与这样的一个侍奉。
And my prayer is that as your church grows and as it continues to express its commitment to social concern.
我在主你面前的祷告乃是这样子，在这个教会继续的成长，这个教会继续参与更多的社会关怀服务的时候，
That people will be talking about CBCGB the way that Paul talked about the Macedonians.
在那样的光景下面，有一天外面的人来讨论波士顿教区华人圣经教会，就好像保罗在当时谈到哥林多教会一样。
The people will say, "Do you see how those people in Lexington love their brothers scattered throughout the world?"
其他的弟兄姐妹对我们的评价可能是说我们看到Lexington 这个地区的这群的弟兄姐妹是多么的去照顾普世教会的需要。
And how they give joyfully and sacrificially to the glory of God.
他们是多么的喜乐的，他们是多么的愿意牺牲，把这些金钱奉献到这样的施工上面，为了是荣耀主。
We're about to celebrate communion together this morning.
在几分钟之后，我们要开始领圣餐。
And in communion, we remember that our Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins.
在每次圣餐的时候，我们再次的来思考，主耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
And in communion, we also remember that God has brought us together as one communion, as one unified body.
在领圣餐的时候，神也再次的提醒我们，我们同领圣餐乃是在主内同一个肢体。
So as you take communion this morning, I'd like to encourage you to remember your brothers and sisters throughout the world.
在我们一起领圣餐的时候，鼓励大家，建议大家在领圣餐的时候，再思考到纪念到我们在普世的弟兄姐妹的需求。
And to pray for them, and then to act on Paul's teaching.
一方面为他们祷告，也一方面来思考我们怎么样可以回应保罗在圣经里面对于社会关怀的教导。
Amen.
Amen.